Welcome to Winning STL, where we have conversations about how St. Louis can best compete and win in the battle for talent, jobs, growth, and equity. Winning STL is presented by Purina, who creates richer lives for pets and the people who love them, and is proudly called St. Louis home since 1894. Joining me today is Min Jung Kim, director of the St. Louis Art Museum. She is the 11th director and the first woman to lead the 146-year-old institution. Min Jung, thank you so much for joining, and thank you for hosting. And what I told you off camera is surely the nicest spot we have ever filmed any of these interviews. So thank you.
Thank you.
So Min, let's talk about your background. You've covered a lot of interesting roles in your past. So tell us how you got here and the positions that you've worked in before.
I was born and raised in Seoul, South Korea, and initially came to the United States for college, essentially because I was interested in pursuing a liberal arts education. And I mention that because it was really critical in my discovery of art history, much initially to the chagrin of my parents.
So you did not have that growing up?
No, I did not even know art history as a subject existed.
Interesting.
So despite perhaps every Korean parent's dreams that their child becomes a doctor or a lawyer, here I chose art history. But I was very fortunate in that it led me to a wonderful career that I've been a part of, not only the art world, but specifically within museums for almost 35 years. I started out in Korea, working briefly at Sotheby's, which is an international auction house, and then the Samsung Foundation for Art and Culture and the Hoa Museum, where I cut my curatorial teeth, if you will.
Okay.
But I was yearning to come back to the United States, initially because I wanted to go to graduate school, but I received this wonderful job opportunity to come to New York and join the Guggenheim Museum.
Yes.
At a really wonderful time. So the second and then my final time coming to the United States was in 1996, and I've been here ever since. But at some point, as much as I really enjoyed being in New York, I was really beginning to think about what does place and what does community mean for museums?
Okay.
And vice versa. And that's a really complicated question to be able to unpack in a place like Manhattan and in a place like New York, where it's so global. And so I think in many ways, I felt like to really explore that question a little bit further, I needed to leave New York. So I went to East Lansing, Michigan. And it was different not only in terms of its geographic location, but also because by that point I was joining a university art museum as part of Michigan State University, a brand new museum under construction by a world-renowned architect, Zaha Hadid. And there, I think it really started for me a whole new series of chapters of discoveries of what museums mean for its communities and what communities mean for its museums. And that is something that I took with me when I went to Connecticut, when I became the director of the New Britain Museum of American Art. And I was there for about 6 years, including during the start of the pandemic. It was indeed challenging, but I think in many ways, it's also a time that really makes you think about what is important and what our priorities and what an institution's values are. Where during times of challenges and crises, if you will, it really presents an opportunity to be even more truer to yourself and who you are as an institution. That said, it was around that time, 6 years in, that I was approached by the St. Louis Art Museum to consider this extraordinary opportunity. And initially, I wasn't sure, mostly because not because I didn't think, which I certainly did, and even more so do now, that the St. Louis Art Museum is perhaps one of the most prestigious museums out there.
Yeah, obviously we're very familiar, I'm sure, with the history and the work.
And the first instinct is, of course, why wouldn't I? But by the time I came here for my interviews, and I was able to see for myself not only this remarkable museum with It's world-class collection. But to see this museum in this place, situated in Forest Park, situated in the context of St. Louis, there was not a doubt in my mind that this is truly the only place I wanted to be and could be. So here I am. I joined in September of 2021. And if anything, I think my respect and my admiration for the St. Louis Art Museum in St. Louis has really only increased.
I love the place. So this was fun for me. This is the best setting we've ever been able to shoot this series at. I don't think there's ever a visitor that comes into town, whether it's family or friends, that we don't include the Art Museum. And it's a great reminder of just what a gem it is. And like you said, the collection, the building, the location, all of it. So how are things going at the Art Museum? And what are your measurements of success? How do you know things are going in the right direction?
Well, I'd like to say that the museum is doing very well. And to the question about measuring success, our attendance has been very strong. We're very fortunate that in the last 2 years, our attendance is back to pre-COVID numbers. But the other potential measure of success, in addition to attendance, is probably membership. Our membership, luckily enough, also didn't really go down during the pandemic. We were very fortunate in that regard. And if anything, I think it's quite remarkable because in many cases, membership is considered to be very much a transactional benefit where you get free admission to an exhibition or the museum as a benefit of being a member. But the fact that during COVID, there was a period of time where the museum was closed, and so there was no access to the museum. And there were certainly a number of months where we weren't offering special exhibitions or ticketed exhibitions, and yet our members either stayed, they kept renewing, or in many cases, they upgraded as well.
That's remarkable.
It is remarkable, and I think in many ways, it really says something about the generosity of St. Louisans, particularly as it comes to arts and culture. But I would also say another measure of success, and there could be many others, is also gonna be, to some extent, critical acclaim, publicity, news.
Sure.
And I think based on the strength of some really extraordinary exhibitions and programs that we've been doing, we've been very, very pleased to have been in many national and international newspapers and publications. And they're often pointing to not only particular exhibitions and shows, but also the strength of our world-class collection. But to have it, for instance, cited as such in places like the Washington Post, where they identify the top museums in all of the United States of America, and for us to be among them, I think, you know, it resonates.
How this museum is perceived in the greater art world of the United States sounds like it's very well regarded.
We are known not only for our incredible collection, but we have a particular strength in German modern art. And among our German modern art and German expressionist artists, there's a particular artist by the name of Max Beckmann, who we actually have the greatest holdings of in the world. And recently we had nearly 100 art museum directors from North America last week here at the St. Louis Art Museum. As part of a major conference for all of these distinguished art museum directors. And every single one of them just talked about how impressed they were with this collection, this museum, and this city. And I think there are more opportunities, despite what is already known about St. Louis and the St. Louis Art Museum, but yet still to be known and more to be talked about and shared with everyone.
So that's an interesting feedback from a group that's probably pretty hard to impress considering what they do. And
probably one of the most critical people out there.
I would think so. So let me ask you this. You're a relative newcomer to St. Louis. What's your experience been of the arts in general? Is there anything surprise you? Did anything... Was there anything that you said, boy, I just wouldn't have expected that?
Well, I think yes, a lot surprised me, and I think a lot still surprises me today, in that I may have been aware of the St. Louis Art Museum individually.
Sure.
I may have been aware of many of the other arts institutions that are here, the Pulitzer Arts Foundation, mm-hmm. the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis, the Kemper Art Museum. I may have been aware of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, the Opera Theater, and much, much more. But I think it wasn't until I arrived here that I started connecting the dots. So collectively, that presents a rich arts and cultural landscape, and one that is incredibly collegial, incredibly collaborative, and the opportunities that has and will continue to present itself for us all to work together is really quite unique. And I think part of that also leads to the fact that St. Louis is really an incredible arts and culture city. So I think the more that we understand that there is an incredibly vibrant arts and cultural community here, and in many cases, including the St. Louis Art Museum, is available for free, I think it really speaks to how incredible of an investment that St. Louis has made, and therefore, I think all that really should be and can be shared with on a much broader basis outside of St. Louis to be even better known for what we already are.
I think sometimes it's interesting to me to get the perspective of someone who wasn't born and raised here. And you can compare it to other places because you've been around a lot of places. Well, to that end, are there opportunities that you would like to see the region really focus on? That could be political leaders, business leaders, your peers in the art world, what would you like to see St. Louis really focus on?
I would like all of us to focus on projecting a continued and more positive story about St. Louis. As I said, there's so much about St. Louis that we've all come to appreciate, but I don't think is quite as well known outside of St. Louis. And I think if each of us individually do our part, that continues to contribute to this very, very positive and exciting story about St. Louis. Hopefully more will get to know how extraordinary this place is.
In your travels, do you ever find yourself in a city and think, boy, this would be a great thing for St. Louis to incorporate or to do or to start? Is there anything that seems obvious to you that you would like to see?
Not really, because I think the best path for success for St. Louis is not to try and emulate to be anybody else but St. Louis or anyone else but St. Louis. And if we were to try and follow a model that is anything but St. Louis, I think we would get lost. So I think we just need to continue to be the incredible place that we are.
Well, that's interesting. I've asked that question many times. I think that's the first time I've gotten that answer. So that's intriguing. All right, I have to ask, is there an individual piece in this museum that you just love, that really speaks to you, that might be the first place you take somebody?
Oh gosh, that is the most difficult question.
It might be a little unfair.
It's like asking a mother who's your favorite child. I will point perhaps not to a favorite work, but maybe right now an artist that is on my mind.
Yeah.
He has two works that are currently on view at the museum. One that is in our sculpture hall. It's a major sculptural piece called Breaking the Vessel. And another, a painting called Fuel Rods in our contemporary galleries. And the artist is Anselm Kiefer. He is a contemporary artist, and he is perhaps one of the most important artists living today. I mention him because he is an artist whose exhibition we will be doing later this fall. And as I mentioned, as one of the most important artists of today, he has not had a major exhibition in the United States in over 20 years. The reason being is, as I mentioned to you before, St. Louis Art Museum has a global collection, But one of our many strengths happens to be in German art. And given the fact that we have one of the strongest collections of German modern art, certainly in the country, and arguably one of the best in the world, again, speaks to really this continuity of commitment that this museum and St. Louis has had in incredibly important artists. So I think a little bit like that, every work has a story. Every work has a story about the particular artists or the particular work or time. But in many ways, what's really magical is that how it can also speak to this museum and this place and the contributions that we have made over time and how very much we remain nestled into the makings of history. So something that I'm very delighted to be able to share with
you. Fascinating, and no surprise, you have a very deep and thoughtful answer on that question. I want to thank you so much for taking part and for hosting in this absolute beautiful, one of a kind location. So thank you so much for joining and really appreciate it. And we're happy to have you in St. Louis.
Thank you, Ian. It was a pleasure.